Well, a couple of years ago, in fact, it was 2020. Do you all remember 2020? Do you all remember what happened in 2020? Well, a friend shared that someone asked him if he was ready for the fall. And he mistakenly thought they were referring to the fall, as in the end of the world and the beginning of the new heaven and new earth, rather than, you know, autumn, with crisp fall weather and falling leaves and the start of a school year and endless pumpkin spice. It's understandable, of course. 2020 was uniquely awful as COVID changed our whole world. And it's never really reset, has it? Just transformed with each new stage. As we all cope with political division and global unrest and economic uncertainty, as people relearn kindness and how to be community. Have you ever, maybe especially in the last few years, looked up to heaven and said, "All right, Jesus, I'm ready"? Maybe you have. Then again, maybe you haven't, because honestly, the end of times, popularized by ridiculous pop fiction like the Left Behind series, has made it sound terrifying. Such movies are meant to scare non-believers or not devout enough believers into taking faith and Christian living more seriously. But is that what Jesus is doing here? He does admittedly say some pretty scary things. "Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he, and the time is near.' Do not go after them. You will hear of wars and insurrections. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes and famines and plagues and dreadful portents." None of us want that, right? And yet, to pretend as though we aren't experiencing just this, that everything's fine, thank you very much, that doesn't help either, does it? Many do claim to speak for God and lead people astray. Whether it's cultic personalities trying to convince people to turn over their life and wealth to them because the world is ending, or political leaders who would have us define ourselves and our faithfulness primarily by who we voted for. We have certainly heard of wars and insurrections in Ukraine, obviously, but also undercurrents of revolution in Myanmar and China and Russia and Venezuela. Nation certainly has risen against nation, and we all pray it doesn't explode into something even bigger. And there are certainly earthquakes and famines and hurricanes and tsunamis and wildfires, all dreadful portents. This is our lived reality. In fact, the people first hearing Jesus speak these words would see within their lifetimes all of these things take place. The temple was torn down. No, the point of Jesus saying this list of scary events is not to terrify people, but in fact, in the midst of all of this, Jesus says, "Do not be terrified." Jesus reminds us that this is what this broken, chaotic world looks like. But when the end finally does come, when Jesus comes again, God will be there, reshaping the world. That is the image we see in Revelation, this beautiful river, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God. And the river and the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, and my favorite, it will have leaves for the healing of the nations. We may very well be living in the end times, but that need not only mean scary events beyond our control. We might also see signs of God's promise in Jesus as we see people committed to healing and wholeness and justice. As we see glimmers of God's new creation. I admit, I very much want Jesus to burst onto the scene and set all things right. But I nonetheless rejoice that God is at work in this world, egging us on to kindness and humility and justice and love. So, are you ready for the fall? Are you ready for God's kingdom come? In Jesus' name, amen.